Indeed, we, DBB, do not agree with the sentiments or direction that the Malawi Electoral Commission has done. First of all, it is extremely illegal for the Malawi Electoral Commission to order for the recount of ballot box. They don't have that power. That power of a recount is can only be done after the Malawi Electoral Commission have announced the final results, and they give 7 days for any complainant to do that. And that power lies with the Malawi High Court.
Have you petitioned the court to challenge the directive of the Electoral Commission to recount the votes?
We petitioned the High Court. We have gone to petition the High Court to stop the Malawi Electoral Commission from doing so.
And what happened?
Well, they gave us an injunction, but the other party went to obtain a stay order. We are intending to go back to the court to make sure that that directive does not arise.
But doesn't the Constitution give the Electoral Commission mandate to organize credible elections? If there are concerns about the elections, don't you think they can retrace their steps, correct the mistakes, and ensure that the voices of the Malawians are heard through the votes?
Well, indeed, the Malawi Electoral Commission is mandated to conduct a free, fair, transparent election. And it conducted a free, fair election. The problems were being resolved. There was SADC, there were EU, the European Union. So everybody has said this, that the elections have been fairly conducted. Now, if there's any grievances, what is our law, the Constitution and the statutory provisions, the Presidential and Parliamentary Elections Act states that within 8 days of polling, the results have to be released. If there is any irregularities, those grievances have to be addressed after 7 days.
It appears that all the participating political parties have agreed for the recount. Why is only the DPP against it? Some people are suggesting that perhaps the DPP caused some voter irregularities or rigged the elections. That is why the party is against the recount of the ballot papers. What do you say to that?
Not at all. What we are saying is, when MCP, my Congress party, in the center, in the three districts in the central region, was leading, they started celebrating. And they did not call for a recount. That is early. Now, when the whole voter tabulation has been done, and the Electoral Commission has done 95% of the tally, now, this time around, we are saying, and everybody is saying, we are almost through. We are not against anything. We simply want the law to be followed. What our laws, the Presidential and Parliamentary Elections Act and the Constitution, says that if you have a grievance, tell the Electoral Commission, let the election determine the winner, and later on, the 7 days, you will lodge the complaint. That's what it says.
But if the DPP wants the credibility of the election to be verified, don't you think that your party would allow the Electoral Commission to cross-check any mistakes done before coming out with the final outcome or announcing the final decision of who won the presidential election?
The other problem, sir, is this, that the ballot, the safety and security of ballot boxes after voting, most of those ballot boxes and ballot papers after voting have missed. Some of them have been soaked with water. Just today, the police confiscated 5 lorries with almost 3,000 ballot boxes. Now, if the 3,000 ballot boxes have been found with a driver alone, then there are the lorries, there's water, soaked ballot papers are destroyed. Where are we going to do the recounting? Because instead of voting in the ballot boxes, we voted in sacks, in pails, in bags. They have no serial number. There's no certificate. How can we guarantee that this will be the correct version?
But, Mr. Dawsi, there are concerns that in some areas there were overvoting. There were more people who voted than were on the official register. Don't you think the Electoral Commission should look at some of these things?
Let me tell you what happened. For example, the only place that was being seen to be overvoting is Majinga Northeast, where they said people voted at 184,223. And the Electoral Commission rectified by saying that is the whole district, the voter number of voters in the whole district, not the one constituents. It was rectified. If there are additional people voting, it's because of transfers, and that is 10 in a polling center, 15. But and having counted all those that have been voted extra, it's coming to it's coming to 15,000 voters that may have added in various centers because of the transfers. There's nothing whatsoever going to a number maybe on a 1,000 addition. Nothing of that sort.